dictation for Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Smeshkal, S-M-E-J-K-A-L, October 646, address as a letter, Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow up for Ronald, history of kidney disease, hypertension, stones, last visit August last year, severe urinary incontinence according to wife, patient has underlying dementia, recently admitted for pneumonia, and weeks later coronavirus, has received antibiotics and steroids, did not develop hypoxemia, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, does have the incontinence, which apparently is worse, no abdominal pain, back pain, fever, no chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or sleep apnea, original plans for Watchman procedure delayed because of above respiratory issues, postponed to May 8 in few days, Grand Rapids, prior history of prostate cancer and surgery, other review system is negative, medication list review, I will highlight medications for dementia, otherwise lisinopril, atenolol. Has Parkinson, takes Kinemet, anticoagulation with Xarelto. Today weight 209, blood pressure by nurse 159.97. Few coarse rattles on bases, distant breath sounds, I don't hear wheezing, pleural effusion, irregular rhythm, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, a small umbilical hernia, no tenderness, 2+ edema bilateral. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Present creatinine 1.01 is being as high as 1.2 to 1.4. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, GFR will be in the upper 50s or better, no anemia. I reviewed discharge papers. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 or better. Present level is one of his best, but historically, in the recent past, between 1.3 to 1.7. No symptoms of uremia and cephalopathy. Chronic incontinence, prior prostate cancer surgery, no acute abdomen, no symptoms of uremia, has atrial fibrillation anticoagulated, upcoming Watchman procedure, other chemistry is stable, come back on the next 9 months.